You're listening to the Makers Making Money podcast, a place where business-minded makers will learn how to sell their products, make money, and build a small business. Here's your host, Katie.
Hi, everyone. Happy Easter. Hope you're having a great Easter Sunday if you celebrate. It's been a beautiful sunny day here, and I'm very happy about that. It's amazing how much the change in weather and the nice springtime temperatures can boost your mood, my mood especially. So I'm feeling good, enjoying the weather, enjoying the longer days. I like to go out, run my errands in the evening, so it's nice to still have some daylight hours when I'm out and about. So yeah, I hope you guys are having a really nice weekend so far. So today we are going to talk about the subject of consistency. So if I had to choose one thing that I feel like led to the success of the small business that I'm building, I would say that would be consistently showing up, making things, improving, focusing on my craft, and just doing it day in, day out, even in the times when I don't want to do it, when I don't feel like going and getting all dusty from sanding a bunch of stuff, I still do it and be consistent. So I think that this is just, consistency is something that's so powerful in any aspect of your life to get results. You don't have to have the best skill set. You don't have to have the best tools, the best shop, the best of everything. You can simply be consistent and you can get results and you can get rewards from your consistency. So this is the subject I want to talk about today because I do think that it's something really important. So the biggest thing about consistency is that it builds momentum. And I feel like you can probably recognize this in your own life when you think about your endeavors as a maker. You can probably see that when in the times where you were more consistent with things, or we can even think of it in the context of social media, in the times where you're more consistent and you're engaged and you're posting and stuff like that, you're getting more interactions with other people, and you're just like feeling a stronger presence there. Like you're building your reputation, building the trust of your followers, stuff like that. So consistency, when you're consistent with things, you're building momentum to get you to the next level. And I think that is something that we can really utilize as a maker to unleash the power that we have within and to take our businesses to the next level. So the other thing about consistency is that it really helps you to develop strong habits and be more disciplined. So when you're a maker, maybe it's not your full-time job, or maybe you don't, you know, you want to make money from it, but maybe you don't have really like high aspirations or expectations of what you're making will become. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, probably, you know, you have some pretty decent aspirations for your making, the making side of you and making money out of it, because that's what we're talking about here. So I think that, you know, being consistent really helps to build the discipline that you need to continue to grow in your craft, and as I mentioned, keep going to the next level and pushing yourself. When you're not really dedicating a regular amount of time to it, then, you know, it's just kind of, you're not going to necessarily see, you might see results here and there, but you're not going to really see stable results and growing, incrementally growing results from your business. So I think that being consistent really helps you to have the discipline that you need, especially if you're doing this as like a small business or just a side hustle. Obviously, you don't have a boss. No one's telling you what to do. You don't have a set work schedule. You just have to rely on yourself to show up and get the work done. You know, maybe sometimes you don't feel like going out to the shop and getting all dusty. You want to just sit on the couch. Like sometimes I feel that way, but I know there's work to be done. I know I have my own deadlines that I set for myself. I also have the expectations of my customers that I have to fill. So being consistent and constantly showing up, even in the times where you don't necessarily want to or you would rather be doing other things, it just makes you more disciplined and, again, helping to reap more rewards from your dedication that you give. The other thing with consistency is that it helps to make you more confident in your craft. So, you know, as you have been making things, building things, whatever it is that you're doing, you probably see that when you're putting in the work, when you're spending a lot of time on your craft and you're building and expanding your skill set, when you're making mistakes and you're learning from those mistakes, you probably see that you're getting more confident in what you're doing. I know that I definitely feel that way. You know, in the beginning, I was not really doing that great. I had very limited woodworking knowledge, and it was a lot of trial and error, to be honest with you. So yeah, I wasn't that confident in what I was doing, but, you know, and I realized in the early stages when I look back that I probably would have rather given up than to continue to be consistent and stay dedicated and expand my skill set. But I guess I reached a place where I realized that, wow, this has a lot more potential than maybe I initially thought it would have. And so that kind of gave me the initial like jump start to say, okay, I'm going to focus more on getting better, at least in this little corner of the woodworking world that I'm in. I'm going to focus on really making these few things that I make that are selling well, make them the best that I can. So being more consistent, getting more experience under my belt, making the same thing over and over, really helped me to become more confident in the product that I'm putting out there, which I think is very important. So yeah, consistency definitely helps to build confidence. The other thing with consistency is that, you know, over time, it will become very easy to measure your success or your accomplishments, like what this consistency is getting you. So, you know, you can take a period of time and say, you know what, I'm going to spend X amount of hours every day or every week focusing on my craft and my business. And then I'm going to check in after 3 months and I'm going to see what accomplishments have happened during that time. And I'm sure that if you do this for yourself, I'm sure that you'll see a lot of progress that you made in that short amount of time just from having a plan and sticking to it and showing up. And then the other thing I wanted to mention about consistency is that, you know, you're really building trust of your business or your brand or, you know, just your skill set and what you have to offer. You're building trust from other people when you're consistent and you're really building a strong reputation for yourself. For example, if you do projects for local people in your community, when you show up on time, when you're there, when you say you're going to be there, when you deliver products on time, when your service meets and exceeds the expectations, then you're really establishing a strong reputation for your brand. And I think that's really important. We've talked a lot in other episodes about how important it is to show up and be responsive to your customers and make sure that you're taking the deadlines and things very seriously and kind of hopefully over-delivering where you can just to make people feel extra happy. So this is really important for building a small business, is having a reputation, having trust in your brand, even when, you know, you might have limited reviews or limited information available for a potential customer to see or to read about you. But it's like you have to take advantage of those opportunities to establish trust with your customers. So a good example of, I wanted to talk about kind of a personal example about being consistent, and this podcast would be an excellent example. So I think this is probably the 19th episode of this podcast, maybe 20th, I don't remember. I'm going to be really honest with you. There's not a lot of listeners to this podcast. There's a very steady and stable group of people that listen every week. And I definitely really appreciate you guys. I'm surprised that I've even been able to get the amount of listeners that I've got, but it's a very small number. But I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm so glad that you tune in, and I hope that you feel that this is a beneficial podcast and that you get something out of it. That's my greatest wish. But yeah, it's a relatively small listener base. And obviously, I have every intention of growing and reaching more people. But it's a slow process. And it's something that I'm not very well versed in the marketing of a podcast. So I need to really spend more time figuring out what is the best way to market my podcast? How can I get more listeners? But I haven't really had time to dig into that. So I've just kind of been doing it. And I've just been showing up for the people who are listening and just, I'm here and I appreciate you. And I'm doing this for you and also for the hopes that this can be something even greater in the future. But this is an excellent example of being consistent. I didn't expect for this podcast to be an instant success. I knew that I would do it for a long time before I really even got any listeners. I thought it would take a lot longer. So I'm surprised that I have the listeners that I have. And I don't want to keep like sounding like a broken record, but I do really appreciate you guys and trusting me and diving into this podcast. I know there's a million options. I love podcasts. I listen to so many podcasts, but I know there's so many options and limited amount of time we have to listen to podcasts. So I do appreciate you for tuning in and giving me your time. But going back to consistency, this is an excellent example of just showing up every day, every week, and sticking with something, even though you might not immediately see the rewards, or you know, you might not immediately see the success. It may take time. Some endeavors may take a few years before you see anything. So I think it's important to know that there's not going to just be that instant gratification, and you may have to wait it out. But that doesn't mean that your consistency isn't eventually going to pay off. Another example I can bring up is, I think I talked about this in one of the last few episodes, about like if you're selling online, about your processing times, especially for handmade products, because, you know, a lot of people, we don't just have stuff sitting on the shelf that we can ship it out. We're making everything by hand as we get an order. So for this, you know, for example, if you sell on Etsy, you have to establish what are your processing times, and that will give the customer an indication of when they're going to receive the package. So that Etsy will take that into account and calculate with the shipping time and everything like that and give them an estimated date. So as my shop has gotten more busy, I've had to increase my processing times. But right now my goal is to really try to ship everything like 3 days early. I would say 3 business days early where possible. So I really want to make that happen. So I made my processing times a little bit longer so that I'm giving myself more time, but also giving myself kind of too much time so that I can still ship things out early and feel like I'm over delivering to my customers. So they were expecting it on Friday, but they're going to actually get it on Wednesday. So something like that. So I think that is also a good way to help, like we talked about, the brand, the trust, the reputation. That's also an excellent way to do it, where it's not really costing you anything. You're kind of giving yourself a little bit of extra leeway so that you can over deliver to your customer. So I think that's also a good way to be consistent, make sure you're delivering things on time. Show up for your customers, because without customers, there's no revenue for your business. And without that, like we're not makers making money. So, let's see, what else do we want to talk about consistency? We talked a little bit about being consistent with social media. This is not something I'm very strong with. And as I've mentioned on several other podcasts, it's just something that if I don't like remind myself to post, or even sometimes just open up Instagram, like I will just forget. But that's one positive thing since my business has become more busy. I definitely use Instagram a lot less, especially my personal Instagram, where I followed like a lot of celebrities and just like not a lot of personal people, but just, you know, just different random accounts that I would follow, and I would just scroll endlessly on that. But I've noticed, like, over the past several months, since I've become a lot more busy, that I spend almost, like, I almost never open up my personal Instagram anymore, which is just wild because I feel like I was so dependent on it before. But I do, I try to use my business Instagram more, and it's something that I want to, as I've said a million times already, I want to be more consistent with it. I think it's really important for growing your brand. And one thing that I did notice with my Shopify store is that I never like put my Instagram feed in my store, because I kind of just built the store and I didn't really put much more thought into it after I opened it and felt like I had my listings and my pictures and stuff good. But I recently, in the last few weeks, I added my Instagram feed to my Shopify store, and so that when customers come, they can see it. And I feel like that actually really made an improvement in the number of sales that I'm getting, because I definitely noticed an uptick in my Shopify. And there were a couple of things that I did. I talked about one in the last episode about hiring somebody on Fiverr to post my Etsy reviews in my Shopify store. So that is one thing that I did. And then the other thing was adding my Instagram feed to my Shopify store as well. And I feel like both of those things helped to establish kind of more trust in my shop and my products and stuff like that. Because a Shopify store, when people are just like Googling things, or they just arrive there from Pinterest, whatever it is, you know, you never really know where the stuff is coming from with these websites. So I feel like, especially the review gave people, they're adding the reviews, that gives me people more confidence. It's just better than not having no reviews at all. People definitely like to see and to read through reviews. And then the other thing is adding the Instagram feed. I think it just made it more personal, and people can, you know, click on the links, they can click on the pictures and stuff and go to my Instagram page, and then they can see like, oh, this is a real person. She's doing things, she's posting regularly. I can see that this is a legitimate business. So that's another example where being more consistent with your social media will help, you know, again, establishing that reputation and showing people that, yeah, you know, Katie is a real woodworker. I see her building things. I can see her video. I can see all the products, how they're used, everything like that. So I think that's another good way of where you're being consistent with your message and what you're putting out there to people, and showing your own legitimacy as a maker. All right, let's see. What else did I want to talk about? I'm just looking at my notes. Being consistent. And the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, which I've definitely mentioned before, is in being consistent, when you think about being consistent, to prioritize quality and make sure that as you're showing up kind of like as the best version of yourself, and you're also putting your best foot forward, which in most cases is going to be your best product forward. You know, just focusing on the quality of your product and not getting hung up on all of the details, just making sure that what you're delivering is the best that it can be, and you know, not feeling anxious or not feeling like, I think sometimes I face like kind of an imposter syndrome where I feel like, oh, the stuff I make, it's just simple. It's not that like complex, like it's very basic woodworking skills to make it. But I try to just, you know, it's just those feelings or those thoughts just don't add anything to your life. They don't get you anywhere. And so I think avoiding that kind of imposter syndrome, like whatever you're making, I'm sure it's great. If you're putting it out there and people are buying it, then certainly, you know, people wouldn't buy it if they didn't like it. People wouldn't continue to buy it if it wasn't something that spoke to them. So avoiding those feelings of like, you know, inferiority or just being anxious about what you're putting out there. I read a book, which I definitely have recommended before. I think it's called Big Magic, and it's about being a creative or being someone who's putting a creative product out there, not necessarily like a tangible product, but even if you're an author or whatever it is that you're putting out there, just how to have confidence in your creation and opening it up to the world and letting people see it and letting people consume it. A lot of people have a lot of anxiety about like things needing to be perfect before they can put stuff out there or sell it or post it on Instagram or whatever it is. But I think overcoming those thoughts and those feelings will really do a lot for you as a maker. And I think that, again, going back to the topic of consistency, this can really help. The more, as we talked about, being consistent and building confidence in your making will help alleviate any of those feelings of anxiety or feeling small or less than or whatever it is that sometimes we can feel as makers, especially if we're comparing ourselves to other people who are doing other things and they're on different journeys than us. The other thing about being consistent is that it's going to open a lot of doors to you for new opportunities. So, you know, when you're establishing yourself, when you're showing people who you are, what you have to offer, you know, opportunities are going to come your way. And, you know, even if we think about, like we talked about Workbench Con, and if you think about like interacting with brands there or people that you spoke with, you know, if you made relationships, like I hope you reached back out to those people afterwards and have like kept in touch with them or make sure that they're aware of you. I as I say this, like this is not something that I did or that I have ever done, but I want to do it in the future. But yeah, it's, you know, it's like being consistent, showing people like, oh, okay, yeah, I met you and I remember you and, oh, now she's sending me a message. That's great. Nice to see her name again. They'll remember you. And all of these kind of things can lead to new opportunities in the future. So another way to be consistent and show up and yeah, just put your best foot forward again, like we said. Okay, so I think that's what I wanted to discuss on the topic of consistency. I hope that this meant something to you guys. I feel like it was kind of a little bit all over the place, but again, it's just being consistent is so important. If I think back to where I was 3 years ago with my business, like I would have never gotten here if I wasn't consistent, if I didn't keep doing the work every day and always looking for ways to improve and to build on what I'm growing. It's just like without consistency, I would have never gotten here. And I didn't have anything special that got me here other than probably just continuing to show up every day. I've worked definitely really hard and had to put a lot of things on the back burner in order to build this business. But again, it's just like I owe a lot of it to just my being consistent and being willing to work hard. So if you have a dream, you can achieve it. Continue to show up, make your plan, figure out what you're going to do, all the little steps you're going to take every single day to get you to the next level. And you can do it. We can all do it. So you have a very powerful tool of just simply showing up. You know, this is in the palm of your hand. So use it to your advantage. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope you guys all have a great week ahead, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Makers Making Money podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Makers Making Money and subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. See you next week with a brand new episode.